Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. One major U.S. company plans to drive car technology into the future. Jonathan Evans will tell you which one it is and what their new idea will mean for car drivers later in the program. But first, we hear about new technological developments in the health field. Scientists in London are working to develop a wheelchair that can be directed by its user's eye movements. The idea is that the wheelchair user could simply look in the direction in which they wanted to travel. The new technology could be used to provide better mobility to people who cannot walk and people without arms. Most people who suffer from multiple sclerosis, a disease that weakens the muscles, or spinal cord injuries, can still move their eyes. This is because the eyes are connected directly to the brain. Some technologies already let severely disabled people direct the movement of a wheelchair. They move by looking at arrows on a computer. But there are problems with that system. There is a delay between the movement of the eyes and the wheelchair.
Current tracking software often uses screen-based systems where you have a screen open and you look at locations on the screen. Problem with that is that it's very simplistic and also it diverts the user's attention from the outside world. And therefore there's more risk of not noticing obstacles or other things in the way.
Aldo Faisal is a doctor at Imperial College London. He and a team of doctors have developed software that permits users to move a wheelchair just by looking in the direction they want to take.
Our eyes are not only a window into our soul, they are also a window now to our intentions. So if we want to go somewhere, for example, if I want to go there or there, I will look there, and I will look there in a specific manner. And we can build a computer system that can decode our eye movements. And so we observe eye movements with an eye tracker, and we then try to make sense of them. And a computer interprets these commands and then drives the wheelchair accordingly.
Two cameras look at a patient's eyes and observe a patient's movements. The system then determines whether a patient is just looking around or wants to move in a certain direction. The cameras use special computer language to process instructions for movement within 10 milliseconds. The camera-based system costs only about $85. It is not very costly because computer programs do most of the work. No extra costly equipment is needed. The London team hopes to make the system available to the public within 3 years. You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Learning English. Cars that drive by themselves? No, it's not an idea from science fiction. One U.S. company is creating them in real life. Jonathan Evans has the story from VOA's George Pudich.
The U.S. technology company Google made a step forward in its push to develop self-driving cars. Earlier this year, the company released an early version, or a prototype, of a vehicle without any user controls. Google says someday its vehicles will be better drivers than many human drivers. Google's self-driving cars are not a rare sight in western U.S. states like California and Nevada. Lawmakers in those states are more likely to support the idea of vehicles with little human control. Until recently, Google only modified or changed mass-produced cars with normal steering wheels and pedals, the devices that guide and control the speed of the car. A person in the driver's seat could take the controls at any time. However, Google's latest self-driving car is a completely new idea. Passengers cannot control the direction or speed of the car. They also cannot slow the car down. Humans can only sit and watch as they travel along the road. The destination, where the car is going, is in the onboard computer. The car's progress can be watched on an electronic display. The top speed is limited to 40 kilometers per hour. Chris Urmson is Google's director for self-driving cars. He says that the company is excited about the possibilities of these new vehicles. Mr. Urmson says Google wants to develop the technology so that people would be able to call one of the cars and have it take them where they want to go. The car would then go to the next caller. Zoran Filippi is a professor of automotive engineering at Clemson University. He spoke to VOA on Skype. He says that by the year 2020, self-driving vehicles will be common. He says that people will be able to enjoy other activities while in the car and be very safe in traffic. Mr. Filippi adds that passengers will be able to take control of the vehicle as they reach the end of their trip. Google plans to build about 100 self-driving cars. Some of the vehicles will have manual controls. Google will test the cars on roads in California. If the tests are successful, cars without drivers may be a big part of the future of our experience of driving. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Mario Ritter. That is our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for an As It Is program on the disputed subject of hunting endangered animals for sport. And listen every day at this time for our program where we tell you about your world as it is. You can find all our programs online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen at the top of the hour for the latest news. Thanks for listening.